if there are barriers, just don't feel like you cannot just get over it. You have to find ways to, you know, find support and get over those barriers and find people who can help you to do that.
Dr. Parshati Patel is the Educational Outreach and Communications Specialist for Western University's Institute for Earth and Space Exploration. She has more than 5 years of experience in public education and outreach in the fields of astronomy and planetary science. Parshati is a keynote speaker at this year's Inspiring Diversity in STEM conference.
The first and foremost thing is to talk about it. People are not going to be supportive if they're not going to know about it. So I think this is where, you know, conferences like these are important, because this is where you raise those kinds of experiences and you know, the kind of opportunities you have had to help resolve those issues. And if people don't know about it, they're not going to be your ally.
So what is Parshati's talk going to be all about?
I really want to talk about my journey. And one of the reasons for that is that it's not very typical from where I come for a girl to be a scientist, let alone an astrophysicist in one way. So I want to kind of highlight what kind of, you know, struggles I had to go through getting over the stereotype, breaking barriers, and, you know, coming here to Canada to study, and what kind of things that I noticed during my journey. So kind of emphasizing on my experience and how that can help people to see A, they can do it, and B, if there are barriers, just don't feel like you cannot just get over it. You have to find ways to, you know, find support and get over those barriers and find people who can help you to do that. And so I want to give them that aspect that there are people who have gone through this. You might experience the same thing. Just ensure that you have the support system to get you where you want to be.
Parshati was born and raised in India. When she told her parents about her dreams to pursue astronomy, it did not go well. The stereotypical idea, even now, is that pure sciences are for those who are unable to make it in engineering and medicine. It was difficult convincing her parents, and she even went on a hunger strike.
Over time, while, you know, going through that phase, I understood how, all right, you know, I have to fight this, I guess, idea that girls cannot A, be doing pure sciences or be a scientist, but then at the same time choosing a subject that no one had heard most of the time in the place where I come from. So, you know, that got me started in a way that whenever I experience something, I think about it and I kind of bring my brain back to that particular reason of why that happened and how next time that shouldn't happen for anyone else.
Recently, when Parshati visited India, she was asked to give a talk at a college in her home state of Gujarat. So what happened?
After the talk, one of the students came up to me and he was like, "It is so great to see a Gujarati person being an astrophysicist." And I had never thought of it that way, because I always thought about, you know, as a brown person being a minority, you know, I never thought about being a Gujarati and a woman that people not see themselves as scientists, you know? And so that again brought me to the idea that, you know, I had never thought about it. It's not just being, you know, an underrepresented group, but then even going deep down, you can see that where you come from also has impact. You know, it's not just an area or a region. It certainly goes down to your true identity of where you're from. And then forget about like being girl, like it didn't matter for me at that point that whether it was a man or a woman, he just had not met any young scientists. And that, you know, that brought me back to being like, no, we need to inspire the next generation to see that they could do it, you know? And so that again kind of leads into many of these experiences of like making sure that whenever possible, I'm helping with bringing diversity to the table or making sure that if someone is doing it, supporting them in doing that.
What about Parshati's own biases and assumptions? Did she ever go wrong when dealing with underrepresented groups?
Every time when I'm talking to people is that I assume their gender. So for example, if I see someone who either talks or looks like a woman, I assume it's a she, using a pronoun she. But that's not always the case. People, you know, would want to have their own pronoun that they recognize, and I agree with that. And so a lot of the times in the past I've assumed their pronouns, and so now I'm more conscious about asking people what their pronouns are and what they would like to be addressed as, and use that.
What is Parshati's advice to young people from underrepresented groups who are dealing with issues of diversity and bias.
There are a lot of people who have experienced this. You are not alone. So I think finding a community or a support group is very important. It could be your friends, could be, you know, your family, could be a club, or could be, you know, folks around you in your classroom. First of all, a lot of people blame themselves being, you know, whether you are part of a certain group or something. So, you know, I will experience this. This is just how it is supposed to be. But if you have a support group, you know that there are people who know you well and who you can rely on. If you listen to other people's experiences, you will know how they have dealt with it.
Let's talk about equity, diversity, and inclusion in the workplace. Does it simply end when companies hire people from underrepresented groups?
When people talk about EDI or equity, diversity, and inclusion in workplace, they always say, oh, you know, if we hire a couple people from underrepresented groups, our job is done. It's actually not done. It's probably the worst way of doing it, is because now you are A, stereotyping what kind of, you know, people that you have in your job, and then you are now segregating them into a group, which again does not mean anything because you're not involving them on the table. You're just putting them in a box on the side. Whether or not they're saying anything may not mean anything depending on what kind of diversity you have on the table. You know, we make conscious efforts to bring diversity or people from underrepresented groups because there are no people on the table. I personally think that when we hire people from a certain underrepresented groups, you are giving them an opportunity that no one before them had. And, you know, if you are giving them an opportunity, you are now making an effort to give them, which they will then pass on to other people. So you are, you know, starting to bring diversity, but you just don't stop at a certain number of people when you meet the criteria.
Any last words, Parshati?
If you see something, speak up. You don't have to speak it up to the person who is doing it, but you can always be by the side of the victim or, you know, the person who is being experiencing this. So, you know, always, again, be an ally. That's what I like to tell people, is if you're providing support online, offline, in person, does not matter. A person who is getting that support is going to feel the difference.
That was Dr. Parshati Patel, a keynote speaker at this year's Inspiring Diversity in STEM conference. She's the Educational Outreach and Communications Specialist for Western University's Institute for Earth and Space Exploration. The conference is on the 21st and 22nd of March at Western University's FIMS and Nursing Building. For more details, check out their Twitter at IDSTEM and their website, www.inspiringdiversityinstem.com.